From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. And you could follow me at The Real Shauna May.
And you can follow me at Bella_Lala125.
And that is on Instagram. We've been quite busy the past 2 weeks. We are cleaning out the studio and remodeling. I didn't notice how much crap we have.
I know. It's never ending. I feel like we do this every few months and we're like, wow, we have a lot of crap. We get rid of it and then somehow we still have a lot of crap. So I don't know what's happening. It's coming back in the studio. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just ready to just throw it all away.
I know. Start fresh. Clean out. Just tear down the room. But yeah, we're going to try and start filming our podcasts. I don't know what you guys feel about that, but we thought, hey, let's bring another angle to this, you know, life behind the mic. You could see us here talking to each other on the mic, and we thought that'd be pretty cool. So, like, we have to get this studio set up right, you know. We don't want you seeing all our junk and crap everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see, you know, what we come up with. And, you know, we have a plan, but, you know, plans change all the time. And, you know, we put something on the wall and then we're like, we don't really like it there.
Yeah.
So we move it. And, it's just like a never-ending cycle of bringing stuff in and
try to make it look like chic and cool for you guys. You know, like, this is boring. I mean, but I've seen podcasts where there's like nothing around them. It's just plain white. They're sitting at a white table. So I guess it just depends. The content is what's important. So,
yeah,
you know, that's what matters.
Exactly. And I don't know about you, but would it matter to you if your dad read your diary as a child?
See, I went through this. Not my dad, though.
Your mom.
My mom. My mom went through all my crap all the time. Like, she was snoopy, sneaky. She was so strict. Like, she wanted to make sure that we weren't doing anything wrong. You know what I mean? And I had a journal. I didn't call it a diary, but it was my journal. And I wrote about a lot of things that went on in school. I was a very good kid. Like, I've talked about this before. I was prude, so there was nothing she had to worry about with boys, you know. But she read my journal all the time. And I would get so mad, and I would hide it. And there's only so many places you can hide it in your room. While you're at school, your mom's going to freaking rip through it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I don't like that. But as a mother now, I don't know. You want to make sure your kids are okay, you know? And sometimes that's an insight into that. I don't think you should do it for no reason, but if you do have, like, a gut feeling that something's going on, I agree, depending on the age, of snooping a bit, you know? But yeah. Why? What's going on?
Well, I was just reading on Facebook, of course. A mom wrote that her husband came to her and said, hey, I read our kid's diary, and she smoked pot the other day with her friend. You know, when she was at a sleepover, the kid was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like, you know, he needs to mind his business.
No.
Then, you know, some other parents were saying, you know, he obviously had an inkling that something was going on, you know.
Yep.
To read it. So I would like to think that my mom didn't read my diary. She probably did. I'll have to ask her. I wasn't really into, like, writing things down, and it's honestly because my mom doesn't give me privacy didn't give me privacy when I was growing up. Still sometimes doesn't.
Doesn't, yep.
You know, but we are very close, and, you know, I tell her everything pretty much anyway. But, yeah, so I wanted to see what you thought.
Yeah, I think that, listen, especially today's age, you know, back then, we really didn't have access to the crap that our kids have access to, you know? And most of the time, we didn't have the social media, we didn't have the TikTok, we didn't have any of that, like, that was showing us as young kids all this bad stuff that, you know?
Yeah, so we barely had the internet.
Exactly. So I think that parents nowadays have to be vigilant. They have more to worry about, definitely. I think that he probably got like an inkling something was going on and he read it. I think he should have brought the wife in on that, or maybe he felt that she would tell him no. But it's important because she's 13. That's still a baby in my eyes.
Yeah.
And if you're in my house and you're under, at least under 16, but I'd say 18 because I'm kind of strict, but at least under 16, all bets are off. Yeah, I want to have you to trust me, but I would snoop. And then I would talk to them and say, I apologize so much for snooping. One day you're going to understand this. But I had a bad feeling. And because I love you so much, I had a bad feeling. And I had to see what was going on because I felt like you wouldn't tell me, you know. And then try and go with the child like that. If he comes at her like, what did you do? I went in your diary. You're grounded. You know, if he comes at her like that.
That's
now
worse.
It's bad because now he broke her trust. He snooped through her stuff. He's yelling at her, punishing her, and now she's definitely going to shut down from him. Now she's not going to write anything in her diary.
Yep.
And they'll never know what's going on. So you have to play it. You have to play it smart as a parent. And looking back, my mom was too crazy with it because I was a very good kid. So she didn't have any, she didn't need to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But I do remember once I was starting to date, and it wasn't even anything, but once I was starting to date, I know she snooped more. And at one time I was lying to her about a situation and she snooped and she found what was going on and she confronted me and I still lied about it. And she had that inkling, you know, at that point. And now looking back, like, I'm like, ugh, I feel so bad as a parent now. I'm like, oh my God, my poor mother at that point, you know, like, so yeah, I think that you should snoop if you feel like something's going on or just check to make sure your kid is okay. If there's some kids are very depressed, suicidal, in my journal.
Especially these days.
Yeah, yeah. In my journal, when I read, I have them still, and I read back, and there was times where I was never suicidal, but I was bullied really bad. Really bad at the beginning, early stages of middle school. And I was writing in my journal about being bullied and what kids were doing to me and girls were doing to me, you know. Very, very, a lot of mean stuff happened to me. So.
And the school didn't do anything.
Well, I didn't bring it up at the time. My mom, she read it, and she went to the school. And then another time, I was sexually harassed. What would the word be? I don't know. He touched us. He was touching me and trying to touch my sister sexually.
So, like, sexually harassed?
Yeah, molested. I don't know. On the bus. Again, wrote it in my journal. My mom saw that. So I think it's good.
She probably
know?
Like immediately.
Oh my God!
Went to
oh my God! We went. She dragged us to the school. She was not mad at me, but she was like, "Why wouldn't you tell me this?" You know. So I think it's important as a parent up until the age of at least until when you're in your house till 18. You need to snoop. You need to know what's going on. You need to try. You should build trust so they come to you. But a lot of kids don't. Like they don't might not feel comfortable. So you might need to snoop. That's my opinion. We have to protect our babies, you know?
We do. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know Gio doesn't have a cell phone yet, but the other thing is parents going through their child's cell phone.
100%
agree. I see
that
all the time.
100% agree.
And, you know, most of the time, you probably won't find anything. But then there's, I guess now there's group chats going on, and other kids that are in the group chats are... Mm-hmm. Making fun of other children in the school and, you know...
Yeah, pictures kids, now, right?
Yeah, pictures and, you know, just doing horrible things to other kids. And, you know, even if it's not your child, but your child's in that group chat, you know, they should not be in the group chat. And if they feel uncomfortable, there is a possibility to leave the group chat. Like,
yeah.
And I see that all the time on the mom's groups. You know, my child's in a group chat and... He's not participating in the actual chat, and he came to me and told me about this, and
yeah.
I don't know what to do, and what do I do, and, you know, the bullying is just insane.
Phones have made it so much easier to bully now, the filming.
I'm
the
not
pictures.
Saying just on phones, but, like, in the schools?
No, I know, but they're saying that the phones, because you were talking about phones, that it's made it so much worse because
oh, yeah.
It spreads. Now they're taking a picture, and they're spreading, or a rumor, and they're spreading it. Throughout, yep. Like fire, you know?
When my cousin was little, I'm going to say little, she was in high school, because she's way younger than me. She got into a fight, and somebody filmed it and put it on like Facebook or YouTube mm-hmm. or Snapchat or something. And they called my cousin. You know, she had to go to the police station.
Yeah.
And she's like, this needs to come off of the internet. Like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
And my cousin, you know, she was in the fight and my cousin reprimanded her and grounded her and changed schools and she did what she had to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God. Like, she was shocked that it was on the internet.
Everything goes on the internet. Everything.
And she's like, what do I do? Like, she's going to grow up with this on the computer and... You know, yeah. It's so scary.
It is. And I think the rule should be, if you want the privilege of having a phone before the age of 16 or even 18, before you're able to pay for it yourself, let's say, so you that means that I have complete access to your phone. I know kids now are putting these hidden apps on there that hide stuff on it. You know what I mean? Like, that happens.
I didn't know phone, you could do that.
Yeah, there's apps that, like, where you can have, like, it looks like a game, right? Like, it'll have the icon of some random thing that you would never click on.
Pac-Man or something?
Yeah, and then when you click on it, it's like conversations or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. I don't know much about it, but not flying with me. You have the privilege of getting a phone that I'm paying for. I have complete access for it. You know, things are limited on there. You don't have access to the whole freaking internet, you know? And that's going to be the rule in my house. My son's not getting anything until high school, cell phone-wise, you know? But, and that still is going to be like a kid's cell phone where he can't go on the internet and he can't go on any kind of apps.
It's going to be the old, good old track phone.
Yeah. Well, the company that I use for his watch, the MyGab watch, yeah. They have a cell phone just like the watch. So it limits them. He can't go on the internet, can't download apps, can't text or call people that I don't say he can. You know what I mean? So
and that's what it's going to have.
MyGab, G-A-B-B. I love it. I love the watch. That's what he has now. He does not need a cell phone. He's 10 years old. And he's asked a few times. I just look at him like, don't even go there. You know, you are a baby. So that
Hey, 7-year olds have cell phones.
I know that.
5-year olds are having
it's
cell phones.
Absolutely disgusting to me.
Why does a 5-year old need a cell phone?
Well, parents say, well, so I can keep in touch with them. You don't need a regular cell phone for that. You can get them the watch. And it tracks them. They can't lose it. It's on their wrist. They can't surf the internet. Or you get them, they have a phone version of it. Most companies, like the Gizmo, I think they have a phone and a watch. And MyGab has a phone and a watch. I think Verizon has it. You don't need to give them a full-blown phone with access to everything at 5 years old.
No.
Because these kids are getting access to everything. They're seeing it. Believe me.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it a few weeks ago. That is how they are seeing the makeup mm-hmm. going into Sephora and wanting all that expensive
yeah.
face stuff.
They're not watching that on TV. They might hear it in school here and there, but they're watching this stuff on TikTok and Instagram Reels, and it's making them feel like, oh, I have to do that. I have to get that, you know?
Yep.
Back when we were kids, we watched a commercial for a Cabbage Patch doll or something. Like, oh, I want that, you know? And now it's like the kids are just in their face constantly, constantly, constantly.
It's insane. You know, I know that generations change and things change over the years, but can we just go back to the 90s?
I know. That was, me and my brother always talk about the 90s were just so, it was so good. You know, we had it good, man. We had it good.
We were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
And it was a great time to grow up.
Yeah. And some people say the 80s too, but I was too young for that. So like 80s to 90s was like really good. And then boom. I think after 9/11, like, the world went to our country went to shit. And before that, they had their own, like, wars going on. But 80s to 90s, man, some good years.
Yeah.
Happy times.
Good music, too.
Yeah. But, you know, now that we're on that topic, I wanted to bring this up. So, a few weeks ago, my cousin, I love her to death, but she knows how vocal I am. As you guys know, I'm very vocal, very opinionated about TikTok and about trends. You know, I'm very, you know, Shauna.
Very is more like extremely.
I'm extremely vocal and opinionated on things.
What does your husband say? Does he ever say, like, because he's a police officer, does he ever say, like, stop posting?
Yes. All the time. Stop. Stay off the social medias, you know, all of them. Like, stop posting this stuff. Like, you're putting a target on you, number one. People probably think you're nuts. And I said, I don't care. this is what I want to do. You know, people post their stupid crap all the time. People post their own views. This is my way of spreading information. You know, I feel that the internet and social media is a very powerful tool.
It is.
It's super powerful.
It can be. If you use it correctly.
If you use it correctly. So when I'm spreading things that I'm researching or feelings or whatever, I'm opening someone's eyes to it. Like, I, no matter what it is, in some way, even if it's a bad thing, like they don't agree with. Like yesterday, I was on the phone for over 3 hours with my best friend because we disagree political. We both have different.
I saw that. Yeah. And I'm like, what is she doing today?
I was cleaning while I was on the phone. But I didn't even know how long we were, because we just kept talking and talking, and like we never stopped. We went from topic to topic.
Yeah, because you don't like being on the phone.
I hate being on the phone. But it was just such a good conversation. He is like a polar opposite of me. I shouldn't say polar, but he's opposite political, like with that stuff. And we just got into it. And we
were
both.
Were you fighting?
No, we weren't fighting. Like, he was telling me his research and what he felt, and I did the same, and some things we agreed on, some things we met in the middle on, and it was a very good conversation. We talked about vaccines, like we went from politics to vaccines to the border, you know, like we were all over the place, and we differ on all that stuff. So it was, I like those conversations. I don't want to fight with someone, but I want to learn. Like, I learned things from him. I don't know if he so much learned from me. Well, he did on the vaccines. He didn't know how many vaccines kids get nowadays. He didn't know about the Kawasaki disease of that little girl who passed away. Like, I opened his eyes to some of those things, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's why I post on social media. I feel it's a great tool. And people, if they can take it or leave it, or maybe they learn something new, or maybe it triggers something like, let me look this up. I do that all the time when someone posts, I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that's happening. Let me look it up, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, my cousin sent me this TikTok of this girl pretty much belittling people like me. Or I wouldn't say belittling, but saying, hey, well, I'm going to play the clip. Well, I'll play the clip for you guys.
I keep seeing people be like, oh my God, if you cling on to trends too much, like you have no personality, you're basic, whatever. I hear you. I see you. I know what you're trying to get out. But how about people who are too vocal about hating trends, all trends, also need to get a fucking personality, because liking popular things does not make you a more interesting person.
So, as you heard her say, she's talking about trends, like the Stanley trend, the mob wife trend, all this, these silly trends that these women just hop on, 1, 2, 3. Like, oh, that looks cool, I'm going to do it. So she was saying that people like me who are very vocal about putting down people who follow trends, that we're not cool. Like, do you think you're super interesting, as you heard her say? And I, my cousin shared that to me as a joke, like, oh, this is about you, you know? And I saw a few people, at least 3 people on my Instagram, share it in their story. And it didn't piss me off. I just kind of, like, laughed about it. I'm like, oh, my God, they're not getting it. They're still not getting it, you know? First of all, I'm not cool. I'm not interesting. I do not think I am either of those two. Maybe, I think the only time I ever felt cool and interesting was when I was entertaining and dancing and singing on the bar. You know, I swear, like, those 3 years of that, like, I actually felt cool. Like, oh, wow, I'm a superstar, you know?
But dancing on a bar.
Dancing on a bar was Coyote Ugly. You know, you saw my videos. I was, yes, like, I was cool, man.
The Victoria's Secret show.
I did a lot of cool stuff made me feel a little confident in myself. So that's the only time in my life that I've ever felt that way. And I still have my own insecurities, but now I am not cool. I am not interesting. I do not think that. When I post this stuff, I'm not like, huh, I'm better than them. I'm cooler than them. Well, I shouldn't say better. I might feel like a little bit less sheepish than them, you know? Like, so maybe that makes me a little better. I don't know.
So you're not a sheep.
I'm not a sheep. No. So I think that any psychologist would agree with me that people who follow trends, the way that society is doing that now, mainly women, it's sheepish behavior. You know, a psychologist would look at that and say, yeah, like that's herd behavior, right? So I don't think I'm wrong in feeling that way. So when I see people doing that, and I see constantly my friends, relatives, like a new trend comes out, and all of a sudden they're on it, and they bought that piece of furniture, or they bought that same outfit, or they bought that makeup that's really hot. I'm all for looking at reviews and saying, oh, this is a great product. Like, everyone's using it. They're saying it's good. That's one thing. But these exact trends, like following the style, and then that style's out, and then boom, the next one's in, you know?
Yeah.
I know that's been going on for centuries with women, But now it's worse, I feel, because we have access to the social media. But yeah, like, I don't think I'm cooler or more interesting than you. I just think that I am less sheepish, less like of a follower. And I don't think it's healthy behavior. I have a daughter. I do not want her to be like these women or my friends on Instagram that are just like hopping on from trend to trend to trend. Like we said, the Stanley Cup, for instance, a stupid cup. They put some colors on it and an influencer posted it, and then everyone bought it. Why? You know, like just to be cool, just to fit in. I'm happy that I don't feel that way.
And now they're being recalled.
And now they're recalled because, guys, it has lead in it. Yay. I saw, I'm going to sidetrack here. Oh, another mom posted, she had like 20 to 30 Stanley Cups for sale. She claims it was like a office giveaway and she just wanted to get rid of them. I'm like, no, 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 no.
She won 30 cups from her job.
Something from her office. I said, no, you went to the store. You freaking hijacked all those cups because you thought you were going to be fucking rich selling those for more money. You know, I guarantee that. And now she's like, oh, no, they're being recalled. I got to get rid of these.
So, oh, great time to sell them.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't, not more interesting, not more cool. I think a little bit more, what word can I use that doesn't offend people? You know, like I don't fall into the gimmicks. I don't take, you know, I got to feel good about myself by dressing that way or buying that item or having that item in my house. I don't need that. So I'm thinking the word would be strong minded. I think my mom always said, you know, be strong minded, which is you're not easily influenced by others, and be a strong minded person, you know,
be your own person.
Yeah. And trends are nice in ways, like there's certain things I might pick up on, like, you know, that I like. But to a certain extent, like my house, I would say that I had saw black and white houses for a while, and I liked how they looked. I liked that. I always wanted a white house. Even back in the day when I was a little girl, I wanted a white house. Not so much with the black, but I wanted a white house. But yeah, I get like certain things. You're like, oh, that's great. That's nice. That's without the style. But to the point of these people nowadays where it's like every single hot ticket item that I see on social media, these women have it. They have it. And the next thing comes in, they have it. And I'm like, come on, like, be your own person, you know, like, stop. And if that makes me think I'm, or if you think that makes me more interesting or that I feel that way, it doesn't. I just feel like I'm more strong-minded than these people. And that's, I guess that's the perfect word. I feel more strong-minded than most women out there. And I have a daughter, like I said. Do you want your kids to follow the leader? You know, do you want them to everything that they see and the trends that come out or the people that kind of push them to do something? Do you want your kid to do this, to follow along with whatever's out there or whatever someone tells them is the in thing? I don't. I want my daughter and my son to be strong-minded leaders that pave their own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't see that in today's women. It's just like robots. Like, there was that movie, what was it, the something wives, the Stepford Wives, they all looked the same, they all dressed the same, they all decorated their house the same. It was like robot. They were like robots. And that's what I feel like most women today are or look like. Not that they look like robots, but they all look the same.
Hello, Lauren. I don't know. I think that, but then I also think I wouldn't want Julian to be picked on.
No.
Or Gio to be picked on because, you know, he didn't have the in sneakers, or the Julian didn't have the in purse when she goes to school, or the in bag, like the, what was it, Marc Jacobs bag or something?
God, I don't know. So many silly things that cost too much money.
I don't know. It was something, it said like the big bag or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that for them.
No.
So do you break down and get it for them?
No. That's me. Again, my childhood, I was made fun of because we shopped at Walmart. I remember a girl saying, I can't believe you shop at Walmart. And then I got upset and I went to my mom. I'm like, I don't want to shop at Walmart anymore. And again, my mom made me strong-minded. Like, who cares what that she said? Do you like the clothes that I bought you there? Yeah. Do you like the shoes? Yeah. That's all that matters. And that's what she would tell me. And it made me stronger. It did. It did. In the time, like, it was upsetting. But then you have to put confidence in your child, like, to be confident in what they wear and who they are, you know. And I was never a confident person based on other things with my health. But if I never didn't have a disease, I think I would have been a super confident girl, the way my mom was raising me in that way.
Yeah.
And you, I want to teach my kids, like, you don't need that to impress people. You don't need to be popular or to fit in that way. Show them who you are. Who are you? Make them like you, not what you wear, not how you, you know, the things that you have. And that's what I want my children to learn. And we're teaching these kids to be very materialistic. They're into the consumerism. It's very bad. And we're starting them young. So we are in trouble. The future generation of women, it's like, it's going to be a big problem, I think. So for 2024, we're in the beginning of the year. Let's do better and stop chasing these trends. Let's just stop. We're letting Instagram and TikTok dictate our lives and what we like and what we wear. And all. Let's just stop. Let's slow down. And really, our children are watching us and they're doing the same thing. And it's just not, it's not good.
So something that is not a trend is having acne and rosacea.
That should be the cool thing, right?
Oh, yes, it should be.
Make but an Instagram reel that it's cool and women will try to get rosacea and acne.
I should, right? I found out finally where my rosacea comes from. It comes from my grandmother.
Oh, great.
Yes, I found that out last night in the hospital. She's in the hospital for something totally different, obviously, but she was talking to the nurse and they said, oh, do you still use blah, blah, blah? And she goes, oh, that's for my rosacea. And I looked at my mom and I said, now we know where it came from. And my mom's like, you know, I couldn't figure it out, you know, because she doesn't have that on her side. Like, she has, my grandmother on my mom's side had, like, great skin. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, my grandmother has good skin, too. I didn't even know that she had rosacea. So, anyway, I've been using Muesli, and I cannot believe the difference of my face.
I know.
It's insane.
It was really drastic, the changes.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't overnight. It took a few weeks, but my skin is so soft now. I absolutely love the cream. And it's super easy to get. You just go to muesli.com and you answer the questionnaire that they have. And it gives you, like, suggestions on what your skin needs. And then you meet with a dermatologist online. You send them your photos of your face and what you look like. And he tells you how much to use, when to use it, and it comes right to your door.
Yeah, I was just shocked because I thought it was going to be a Zoom meeting with the dermatologist, and it's not. It's even simpler than that. Like Shona said, if you pick a face cream, let's say, you have to take pictures of your face so they can actually see that you have these issues going on.
Yeah.
If there's something they should be concerned about. And then you send it and say, take a picture of the right side of your face, take a picture of the left side of your face, the center of your face. And you send it, and a dermatologist reviews it. Plus, if you're allergic to anything, if you have any medical conditions. And then they say, all right, you know what? We're going to start you off on this strength or this strength, you know. And then they send it in the mail. So easy. I love it.
Yeah. You don't have to go to a doctor's appointment.
Nope.
You know, instant. I had to wait months to get into a dermatologist.
Most dermatologists, it's months of waiting to get into an appointment.
Yeah. Even my follow-up that I do have with a dermatologist, it took me 3 months to get the appointment.
Yeah.
And she canceled. So Now I have to wait another 2 months. It's insane. It is. With Muesli, you don't have any of that. You wait like a week to get your stuff. Comes right in the mail.
And the appointment is, it's not even an appointment. You just go on, you fill out the quiz, right? And then right there instantly,
yeah.
Boom. And then by that night, I had an email. I did it in one day, went on, and then the night the dermatologist wrote back and said, hey, this is what we're giving you, and we're sending it out tomorrow, you know? And I had it.
Yeah. It's so quick, so easy. So check out muesli.com.
And your review video. You could see the drastic change in Shona's skin from before she used it to after. We just posted that up everywhere.
I couldn't believe it. I never really noticed it until I saw, like, the before pictures and, like, now.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have some, but it's clearing up.
It's getting better, definitely.
And it is the month of Valentine's Day, and we got Sprout World pencils for Valentine's Day, which is a pretty cool gift for people like me and you that are into, like, eco-friendly, helping the earth.
Yeah, it's the only plantable pencil. So it's a very sustainable way to write, they say, you know?
It is.
It has seeds in it. If you're not understanding, there's, like, seeds at the end of it. So once you use the pencil and you get to the point where you can't use it anymore, you plant it and then, of course, water it, and it's going to grow whatever seed was in the pencil, right?
Yeah. And each pack of pencils that you buy has different seeds in it. So one could be like a tomato, one could be a flower, one could be a pepper. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
They have vegetable ones.
Yeah.
They have flower ones, and then they have herbs too.
Yep.
So it's really cool. It has, and I think it's a great gift. I gave one to my grandma because she loves planting, and I thought it was really cool. You know, they write more than we do, the older people.
Yeah. I'm excited to see
what we grow.
What we grow and my plants grow.
We're going to have to write a lot to make, you know, make this happen soon. So
yes, a lot.
So it's like we said, sustainable. They're non-toxic. It does not have any lead in it. It's graphite and clay instead. Very environmentally friendly. Instead of throwing out that end piece, you're going to be reusing it, recycling it, and you're growing a plant, which is always good. And the plants are, most of them are edible besides some of the flowers, but they're all something you could benefit from. So you get a pencil and then you're benefiting by growing a vegetable or a pretty flower or some herbs, you know? So I think it's great all the way around.
It really is. And they're available throughout the world, which is really cool. So you don't have to just be like in the United States to get them.
Yeah.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, I can't believe how close it is.
I know. I'm excited. I get to go out to eat. That's all. Valentine's Day for me is food. And that's what I see. You know me, I'm a big foodie. So I'm like, oh, I can get to go to a nice restaurant. But yeah, it's coming up fast.
Any day for you is all about food.
Every day is food. But Valentine's Day is usually the nicer food. Like, we go to an expensive spot, so.
And did you already make reservations?
Yes. It's like 2 weeks ago. My husband's like, you want to go to Roberto's? I'm like, yep, you know it. It's my favorite little restaurant down in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue. And if you've never been to Arthur Avenue, you definitely have to go because it has some of the best Italian food in New York. And they have little shops, like they make fresh pasta and all the deli stuff and the fresh cheeses. So I love going there for that and the restaurants.
So do you actually go shopping?
Yeah. Beforehand, we get down there earlier. I don't know if we're doing it this year because we both work, but we usually would go down a little earlier. We walk Arthur Avenue. We go to like the pasta shop, get fresh pasta. We go to the bread shop, get fresh bread. The deli, we get some dried sausages and different cheeses. And I think that's about all we usually get. We don't really get desserts, but it's like the bread, pasta, and cheeses and meats. And then we bring a cooler in our car, put it in the cooler, and we go to eat. And that's usually our Valentine's Day, and I love it.
So next week, we are going to have a relationship expert on the show, and I'm excited to talk to her.
That's really cool. I mean, I guess you can, you know, even though I'm married, probably there's probably helpful advice for me too in there. So,
oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, in honor of Valentine's Day, guys, like, you got to check it out because, hey, if you're single, this could help. And if you're married or with someone, guaranteed there's going to be advice for us too.
And that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at ShaunaAndLala.com. And make sure to follow us on social media. Everything is at ShaunaAndLala. And don't forget to follow our personal Instagram. Mine is TheRealShaunaMay. And Lala, what is yours?
Bella_Lala125.
And we will see you next week.